KD9AJY Mobile.
Morning.
Well, I just started poking buttons. I tried messing around with the ABRS messaging on the 500 before and couldn't figure out why the function knob didn't do what I needed it to do, and lo and behold, it's not the function knob, it's the knob below it, and all the options are there, so it's actually pretty easy to reply when you know what button to push.
Yeah, and I know how that works. I've had to retrain myself a couple of times. I'll probably need to do it again.
Are you running a 500 or are you still using a 400?
No, I'm still on a 400.
Well, with that, the big beautiful screen on that, that's probably a little bit easier to use too. I'm trying to use a touch screen on a little 2-inch screen.
Yeah, and even with a bigger screen, it can be a bit of a challenge, a little bit. Of course, you know, you get the full keypad up there for texting or whatever, but I don't know if they can make it any easier or not, honestly. You know, and I know that here's something I have not mastered, you know, stored messages. It's, you know, something that you can give, you know, instant replies and things like that. I haven't mastered that. I don't do enough. Debbie and I played with it years ago and sent messages back and forth. But yeah, when you got to do a custom message, it takes a little longer.
Yeah, it does. Hey, with regards to that, the new Icon Mobile that you posted yesterday, did you catch that the frequency on the screen was the Japanese ABRS frequency?
I did. Well, because right now all the new Icon stuff that's being shown is in Japan. It won't hit the States until probably either the end of this year or the first quarter of next year.
Yeah, I think that was the case with that, the 7610, whatever they unveiled last year at the Tokyo Ham Fair. But did ICOM previously use APRS, or have they always been with their DBRS protocol?
See, that's something that caught my attention. I haven't done enough research to find out if they're going to be doing, you know, actually have both, because typically it was their ICOM protocol. And what I had discovered, you know, long ago, not many were using it, but a lot of guys are using the Yaesu APRS.
Yeah, I have an ID50, and I'm not even sure if you can get the DBRS to work without some kind of D-Star repeater. I at least haven't been able to. But other than that, it's a great handheld. The only thing it's missing is the APRS. It's still probably the one that I carry the most. It's got a neat feature where you upload a file in it from the computer that has a whole listing of repeaters in it, and you can do either FM or D-Star. And then wherever you are in the area that you've uploaded the information for, it'll pull the information and connect you to the nearest repeater, I think I did put the D-Star in it. I've never tried that, but I tried it with the FM side, and it actually works pretty well.
Yeah, well, I always thought that was a really cool feature, and I was wondering why the other two of the trios I had not done anything that I'm aware of like that. You know, between Yaesu and Kenwood, because that's actually rather handy. If I had any, it's really not a complaint, but, you know, on the 400, for instance, it doesn't do banks. And, you know, somebody like myself, not so much this year, but in the years past, all the years I've had it, you know, I've got a boatload of memories programmed in. But when I'm in a particular area, I don't need the boatload. I just need the in my local area, so it would've been nice if I'd had, you know, 6 to 10 groups that I could have programmed.
Yeah, the only time that I've done anything like that is my parents live in Tennessee, and it took me probably at least 2 or 3 hours to go through and look at the map on repeater book and find where the closest repeaters were to the route I was taking. And it was probably maybe 25 or 30 repeaters that I programmed in there, and I just ended up making a separate SD card, and whenever I'd get ready to leave for that trip, I'd put the SD card in download the backup file, and because it was too much of a pain, because on the way down there, I would just let it roll through the entire list of scan, and when I get back up here, I could either go back and turn off the skip on for all those repeaters, or it would be too long of a scan list for local use, but I don't think I've ever messed with the memory banks on the AC stuff.
You know, I played around with that a little bit, but the way my radio's mounted, getting into the body of the radio, even swapping cards is not real convenient. But that is the way to do it. When the body of my radio was mounted just up underneath the steering wheel, it wasn't a big deal. But currently in my car and Debbie's car, it's actually inside the console, so it's not quite as accessible. But it sure was kind of convenient to mount it there. And the other thing, of course, you know, a guy can go through and lock. So, skip. There we go, skip. You know, hit the skip button. But when you've got several hundred, it's a bit tedious. So I get it. But you know what? My habits have changed. What I'll do is I'll go to the 5G Simplex, and I'll also do a dual watch on the Fusion Simplex frequency, and just listen between the two.
89HAY. Yeah, do you ever hear much traffic on the Fusion frequency? I was actually surprised. This has been probably about 2 months ago. My wife and I were coming back to South Bend, and I actually heard somebody call out on the 446, the 440 calling frequency, and that was the first time I've ever heard anybody on that.
Now, that frequency I've not been to, but the 2 meter one, probably half a dozen times as I've been traveling around, you know, there are some guys up in Michigan that's what they use quite often. They've got their little group where they, you know, it might be a club. Well, actually, one of them is a club, and they just made it their practice to sit on that particular frequency on 2 meters. But I hadn't even tried the 440.
Yeah, that was the first and only time we were on the toll road over towards Tire Rack, and the guy was in Mishawaka, so not a real terribly long way, but it was a decent little trip across town, so it was kind of neat to make the contact. I need to come up with a better solution. I don't know if I should put a dry erase marker and write it on the windshield, but I have not come up with a safe and easy way to record call signs and such to log the contacts while I'm driving.
Well, and at the moment I don't, but quite often I have at my right hand there's a pen and a small notebook. So quite often I'll be driving along and I'll have to write it down real quick. But that actually came from the days when I used to run CW in the car.
Well, Bill's been hitting that hot and heavy. He's got his 991 in his semi-truck now, and he's been figuring out different antennas to use. I think he's got a 20-meter vertical on it right now, but he's trying to figure out some way to do a longer wire down the length of the trailer and work CW while he's mobile.
Well, a guy that I haven't heard this guy in a long time. I I know he ran into some tough situation, but he was a trucker. Actually, over the years, there have been several who, what they did, depending on the kind of truck that you drive, you know, he drove a steel hauler. And so what he would do is, you know, he had the stakes on either side of the truck, but he had a wire that he ran the whole length of the trailer. And I tell you, he had one of the most formidable mobile signals that I'd ever heard, especially when he ran his amplifier, but even at 100 watts. So he had an inside wire that was about 45 feet long.
Yeah, I would think that would work pretty well. I'm not sure what Bill's come up with, but it's definitely interesting to hear him. And the propagation is funny, too. You know, he spends a lot of his time up in Michigan, and not too terribly far up, I think, like, Benton Harbor area a lot. And I can't hardly ever hear him. Even on CW, on 20 or 40 meters, he's got to be within 5, 10 miles before I can even hear him.
Yeah, it's you know, HF is just interesting, so you can't hear from that range, but go 400 or 500 miles away, and oh, there he is.
Yeah, definitely interesting, but I just pulled up here into the driveway, Tony, and I'll say 73 for now, and hope you have a good rest of the day, and safe travels wherever you're going. KUGB, KD9HAY, I'll be clear in the final.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a great day. Thanks for the reply, KAUGB Mobile.
And 9 a.m., November 9, Alpha, you Mike.
Well, good morning. Good 9 a.m., KAUGB Mobile.
It's the morning. The handler here is Bob, Broken No Bows. We're down here in Indiana here, not too far from you, in Tomball, Brownsburg. Just close to Indianapolis, enjoying 50 degrees. Back to you.
All right, good deal. Yeah, we're, let's see. Well, I haven't quite got to Benton Harbor, but I'm up in Michigan on I-94. And 50 degrees, nice and cool. We're in the high 50s, I think. And a glorious sunrise, I'll tell you that. Big fluffy clouds, and the bottom of the clouds are bright orange. I had to take a moment, it was a Kodak moment, I had to take a picture. The name is Tony.
Okay, Tony, yes, good morning. Ben Harbor, St. Jill, been up there several times. The South Haven, Grand Haven, Sagatuck, all through there. Yeah, I spent a lot of time up that area, but I recall those sunrises and sunsets, but kind of enjoy it, especially the sunsets when you're on the SS Badger.
Yeah, fine business. I'm noticing something strange here. I just had to look down and notice that I have no cell service, and I'm not sure if it's my phone or not that I need. Not that I'm expecting any calls, except I usually do in the morning. But, well, good deal. Yeah, things haven't changed much up here. Well, that's not quite true. There's always construction going on. Don't know where the last time was she was up here, but there's a lot of things that have, some things are gone, and a lot of new stuff up here. Well, listen, I have to sign clear from here, but certainly glad to make your acquaintance. Thanks for chiming in.
Have a great day. Have a safe day. 9 a.m. clear.
This is W8MEL. This is W8MEL.